It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
All right, everybody, Darren Garman here again on part two, where we're going to be talking about opportunities, where there will be opportunities for you as investors in the months to come and in the years to come as a result of this. And so before I go into this, I want you to understand pretty much how the universe works. And it's not because I think I'm like some philosopher or, you know, I'm way up here and you're way down there. I don't want you to get that impression at all, because that's not where I'm coming from. It's just being my age and being involved in all of the things that I've been, done, and seen, good and bad, you know, over the, you know, last 30, 40 years. I can tell you this is pretty much universally how it works. And I can sum it up in like one sentence. And it's what's one person's problem is another person's opportunity. And I'll say it again. What's one person's problem many times turns into another person's opportunity. And that's just the way the universe works. And so, look, I care deeply for people that are affected by this, that may be affected by it, understandably, especially if I know them and have a relationship with them. You know, I mean, it's tough. And so, I empathize. I really do. And I talked about it on my last podcast yesterday, where, you know, I feel for these business owners, man. I mean, you know, not only, you know, first and foremost, you feel for people affected by this physically. Holy crap. But, I mean, the business owners right now, I feel for these people. But the universe works this way. And what's one person's problem, dilemma, tragedy, many times turns into another person's opportunity. And so you will start to see not only a shit ton of problems and tragedies going on, you're going to see a shit ton of opportunities to they're going to come up everywhere. So, I'm in the real estate business. I just know, especially for any folks that own investment real estate, I specifically focus, as you guys know, on multifamilies, where most of our holdings are at, and continue to be. We do have some commercial property, but I know, if you are an owner of a multifamily or commercial property, especially if you've paid a high price for it and you're over-leveraged, and I've talked in other podcasts, emails, on the dangers of over-leveraging. I mean, I'd have people laugh at me because we won't borrow a ton of money when we buy stuff. I've had people laugh, make fun of me, and I'm just saying they're not laughing now. Because if you are over-leveraged, you've got a shit ton of money borrowed, and you've got problems, you're not going to last too long. Your properties won't. And that's going to create opportunity, because those properties will be available. Those opportunities in that example will be available to purchase, because unfortunately, there are going to be some folks that have some problems and some issues, because no one saw this coming. And the optimism in the markets over the last few years has really culminated in just the deep drops, not only that you see on the stock market, but you'll see deep drops in other places too. And that's going to present opportunities. And always remember this too. Real estate will typically follow the conventional stock market if there's any drops at all. Usually it's about a 60 to 120 day delay before you start seeing things get maybe a little bit weird. And where you're probably going to start seeing it's going to be in the commercial end of things more than anything else, at least initially. And you might even see it sooner than that. So, for example, we all know shopping centers, retail establishments, malls. I mean, if I'm a tenant right now and I've got a friend, for example, that owns a business and they rent space in a retail strip center and they have a frozen yogurt business. Okay, well, he doesn't have any customers coming in. They're closed. So who do you think he's calling right now, sending an email to, writing a letter to right now? Two people. One is the landlord, and two is the bank. Well, how can you help me out here? What can you do for me? So take that times like 1,000, and that's what's going on out there right now. You won't see it much in multifamily yet. But those properties that are over-leveraged, that there may be some disruptions in cash flow in terms of some of their residents' employment status or situation, there's going to be problems there too. And it's going to create opportunities. And possibly, without sounding and exaggerating too much, this could be some of the biggest opportunities that have come along in a long, long time. So what am I telling my investment partners? What am I telling folks that are close to me? I'm telling them to keep your powder dry, your cash ready, and be ready to make more investment. That's what I'm telling them. Just be ready. There's nothing on the radar screen yet. There's nothing that's popped up yet. But there will be. I guarantee you, there will be. And to be in a position to get involved in some of those things is where the big money and the big wealth is made. And again, it sucks because what's one person's problem, tragedy, it's just the way the universe works, it's somebody else's opportunity. And by the way, this doesn't just apply to real estate, this applies to like everything. I mean, if I'm in the bar business right now, I mean, arguably, I could probably over the next 3 to 6 months buy some pretty good bar businesses at some probably pretty good prices. I probably could. There's probably opportunity there for me. If I'm a dentist, I'm pretty sure, I think a lot of dental practices right now are shut down. Well, there's probably opportunity there too. And we could go category after category after category. And so is this episode of my podcast one where I'm like, kick them when they're down and take everything they got? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Because that's not how you want to be. However, to ignore opportunities that will come up as a natural course of events as things continue to unfold would not be wise either. So you've got to think about that, especially in terms of where you want to see yourself in the future. Because at some time, more than likely, this will come to a halt. More than likely. And so the questions you want to be asking yourself is, where do you want to be once that does happen? And a lot of that is based on personal preference, where you're at personally and financially and where you see things, etc. But you want to be thinking 5, 6, 7 steps ahead of this, even right now, in one of the most challenging times we historically have seen, you want to be thinking a few steps ahead. And, you know, the smart people will be doing that. They won't be totally ignoring and empathizing with what's going on, helping out, doing what they can. But You want to be thinking two or three steps, six, seven, eight steps ahead on this, because if you do, you can actually come out of this in really, really, really good shape. So another thing that a mentor told me years ago, a mentor of mine told me years ago, and he's just freaking spot on with this. Aside from death of someone, pretty much, you know, because we could be seeing, aside from severe illness in many cases, aside from a diagnosis of, you know, pending death, possibly, some forms of cancer, for example, you know, those aside, most of the time, all news is good news. Most of the time, all news is good news. And so at the time when there's a huge challenge, issue, even tragedy in front of you, at the time it could look like the world's worst frickin' thing that's ever happened. But in the end, later, it could turn out to be something that worked out really, really, really well. At the time, bad. Later, maybe not so bad. And maybe really, really good. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and end today's podcast with that. Stay safe. Be smart. And we will talk to you later. All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.